Stay tuned for the prophecy news reports and the NAFTA Superhighway Roundtable. Now, prophecy words.
Be not silent concerning the things that I have told you, the things that I have showed you, but share the wisdom and knowledge that I have given unto you to others, that they may see and know and understand, that they may comprehend the things that are going on. For many know not the things that are happening. They're unlearned. They're worse than babes. For they know not my word, nor the meat of my word. But be not fearful to share with them, but share those things that I have given unto you. Let their understanding open up, that they may see, that they may know, that they may understand.
Yea, saith the Lord, for upon the earth comes distress of nations, as the earth watches with perplexity the things that come upon the earth. For they are shaken and amazed and dismayed at the same time, saith God. For they do not understand, and they cannot understand, because they are thinking with the minds of men. But if they will think with a mind after me, saith the Lord, it will be revealed unto them the days that they live in, the last days, the end times that are upon the earth. For what can be shaken will be shaken. For even as spring comes, the warmth will increase, the heat will become unbearable, and upon the earth will come drought again. Water will be in short supply. Money will be in short supply. Food will be in short supply. All these things are the beginning of sorrows, saith the Lord.
Do not be as one who is consumed upon the land, saith the Lord. For indeed in these last days a wind, a mighty wind, is blowing, saith the Lord. And for those who have not received my word, saith the Lord, shall be consumed as the chaff in the wind, blowing in the presence of a hot sun, and shall be no more. But I say unto you, and it is my promise, that you who would receive my word shall be nourished thereby and preserved thereby and saved from the hour of judgment, saith the Lord.
Welcome once more to all my friends. Stay tuned as I share with you today's reports that tell us that Jesus is coming soon. My thanks to Marshall in Texas for requesting the RFID Roundtable CD and his $10 offering to help pay for radio time. Thanks also to Tony in Pennsylvania for his gift of $20 to help support my www.neaiga.org website. May you both be awesomely blessed in Jesus' name. The reports will be followed by the NAFTA Superhighway Roundtable. It's happening. Euros accepted. Signs pop up in New York City. In the latest example of the U.S. dollar just ain't what it used to be, some shops in New York City have begun accepting euros and other foreign currency as payment for merchandise. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18, paraphrased. And he causeth all to receive a mark, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark. For it is the number of a man, the number of the beast, 666. Watchman comment. Now, I really do not want to offend the many good Baptist brothers and sisters out there, but I must report on this. If you think this report is wrong, please phone 607-427-8550. And if I am unavailable, please record your thoughts. It would be appropriate to tell me your city and state and that you are commenting about the Baptist Unbiblical Report. Is the New Baptist Covenant unbiblical? The New Baptist Covenant Celebration, convened January 30th to February 1st in Atlanta, Georgia, USA, attended by roughly 14,000 people. The meeting was sponsored by more than 30 liberal Baptist groups and institutions, including the American Baptist Churches USA, the Baptist General Convention of Texas, the Baptist World Alliance, Baylor University, the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship, and the Mercer University. Kirby Godsey, who was president of Mercer from 1979 to 2006, in his book, When We Talk About God, which was displayed for sale, claims that the notion that God is the all-powerful and high and mighty principle of heaven and earth should be laid aside. The New Baptist Convention is an agreement to ignore all differences and to unite together an ill-defined gospel. Watchman comment. Now that is not my writing. It is a report I received by RSS Feed Services. But if it is true that they have vowed to ignore all differences, that truly is unbiblical. And to deny God is all-powerful is simply blasphemous. Continuing, it is also typically thought to be a tactic of forming a one-world church in the end times. If you think this report was wrong, please phone that number, 607-427-8550. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 17. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? The last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Watchman shofar. McCain madness. Make no mistake about it. The establishment wants one of its own to succeed George Bush. In order for that to happen, they must manipulate the primaries to ensure that, no matter who wins in November, one of their fellow elitists will still wield power in Washington, D.C. On the Democratic side, both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama fit the bill. On the Republican side, John McCain is the ultimate insider. America is at a crucial crossroad. People are confused, manipulated, lied to by slick politicians with agendas. Signs is one of the few news and prophecy information sources that is giving it to you straight, with no holds barred. The prospect of Hillary or McCain being in the White House should be every American's nightmare. The darkness is closing in on America. Matthew chapter 16, verse 3. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? Sodom and Gomorrah. California gay marriage case set for March 4th. In an announcement that could impact the national election and a drive for a proposed constitutional marriage amendment, the California Supreme Court says it will hear a much-anticipated case, gay marriage legalization, on March 4th. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 26. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 29. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them, shall be cut off. The last day signs, the end times, they're here. You no longer have personal freedom, America. Police are swabbing people's mouths during traffic stops and serial killer hunt. Police officers in Daytona Beach were swabbing the mouths of persons of interest during the traffic stops with special DNA kits in the hunt for an elusive killer, sources close to the investigation said. My. And you think we're not in the end times? Continuing. Why superbugs, TB, leprosy, and other pestilences are invading the United States of America? Thanks to self-destructive alternative lifestyle, out-of-control immigration, the overuse of antibiotics and other causes, long-vanquished illnesses are once again ravaging the U.S., puzzling scientists and terrifying millions of victims and their loved ones. Watchman comment. Out-of-control illegals immigration is a very big factor, especially from Mexico, where these diseases are untreated and widespread. Also, it's being reported that many diseases in Iraq are being brought home by our troops. My. Matthew chapter 24, verses 7 through 8, paraphrase. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be pestilences in diverse places. See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass. Mom and Dad banned. Now 600,000 students could go. They have condemned public school districts as no longer a safe emotional environment for children under the new law signed by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, a bill that will introduce children as young as kindergarten to the homosexuality and other alternate lifestyle choices. Watchman comment, homosex? My. Makes you wonder, does it not, if Arnold is a girly man. His words, not mine. Makes you wonder, does it not, if Arnold was a girly man himself. Only a homosex would approve of teaching such sick filth to kids. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9-10. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the earth, will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, that's homosex, by the way, will inherit the kingdom of God. Archbishop of Canterbury seeks adoption of Islamic law. The chief of the 70 million strong worldwide Anglican Communion advocates the establishment of Islamic law in Britain. Watchman comment. There is a lot more through this report, but why bother? With all the fat removed, this is the real issue. I have called this man apostate before, so do you believe me now? Or you still do not believe me, Americans? Just let Obama become USA president, and then you will believe me. Now this. The Archbishop of Canterbury faced calls for his resignation as bishops joined politicians in criticizing his remarks supporting the adoption of Sharia law in Britain. Dr. Rowan Williams was urged to quit by angry members of the General Synod, the Church's Parliament, who claimed he was undermining the Christian faith. Watchman comment, Now there is an uproar. Where were these people when the apostate Archbishop of Canterbury, Mr. Rowan Williams, approved of homosex? Where were you then? Why were you not hollering then? Continuing, U.S. security forces for future Palestinian state will require $7 billion. Building Palestinian security forces for a future state will require a multi-billion dollar infusion of donor funds dwarfing existing commitments, according to U.S. estimates shared with European and Israeli officials recently. A Palestinian security plan backed by Washington calls for consolidating Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas' forces into a nearly 50,000-member-strong force that can both police civilians and rein in militants who could try to block any future peace deal. Watchman comment. Well, if the USA government cared that much about Americans, we would not be in a recession and quickly slipping into a 1923-style depression. The last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Watchman shofar. Watchman comment. Recession? Depression? What bread lines? There may be no bread at all. Wheat surges as USA supply may drop to a 60-year low. Wheat rose to a record for a third day on the Chicago Board of Trade as the U.S. forecasts its lowest inventories in 60 years. U.S. stockpiles will drop to 270 million bushels at the end of May, 6.8% less than expected just 1 month ago, and down 40% from the prior year, the Department of Agriculture said in a report. Inventories will be the lowest since 1948, when farmers grew less and shipped more wheat overseas to help rebuild countries after World War II, economists said. 666, a lesson to Christians on how submitting to the mark will not be optional. A May deadline looms. Just one flashpoint in a political showdown between Homeland Security and states that oppose the real ID demands. The new rules could affect thousands of religious Americans in states including Nebraska, Pennsylvania, Oregon, Minnesota, Kansas, Arkansas, and Indiana. Religious groups including some Amish, Old Order Mennonites, Muslims, members of the Native American faith, and fundamentalist Christians object to identification cards bearing their photographs or, in some cases, even showing their unshrouded faces in public. That sounds a little Muslim. Starting May 11th, the Repeal Act is expected to cause hassles for anyone with a pictureless driver's license. Watchman comment, that makes me very glad I am not one of those so-called religious folk. I just love Jesus, and Jesus was not religious either. However, I know they will get around to me soon. The last day signs, the end times, they're here. Our microchip future, not so sci-fi. Technology already exists that could lead to the tracking of purchases and people. Here's a vision of the not-so-distant future. Microchips with antennas will be embedded in virtually everything you buy, wear, drive, and read, allowing retailers and law enforcement to track consumers' items, and by extension, consumers, that's people, wherever they go from a distance. A seamless global network of electronic sniffers will scan radio tags in many public settings, identifying people and their tastes instantly so that customized ads, live spam, may be beamed at them. In smart homes, sensors built into walls, floors, and appliances, especially the ones you buy new for your old homes, will inventory possessions, record eating habits, monitor medicine cabinets, all the while reporting data to marketers eager for a peek into the occupants' private lives. Watchman comment, not only marketers, but government. The last day signs, the end times, they're here. France halts genetically modified corn. The French government suspended the use of genetically modified corn crops in France while it awaits EU approval for a full ban. The order formalized France's announcement January 11th that it would suspend cultivation of Monsanto's MON810, the seed for the only type of genetically modified corn now allowed in France. Watchman comment, I told you these GM foods crops are dangerous, as no one really knows what effect it might have on the human body when eaten directly or eaten by animals and then consumed by humans. Now let's listen to the NAFTA Superhighway Roundtable with myself, Dr. Johnson, as moderator, Dr. Evans, and Pastor Ralston.
Since we're still on the USA borders and NAFTA and this superhighway, let me read you another article from Trucker.com. First Mexican truck rolls across border under cover of darkness, and this was just recently. The first Mexican truck authorized by a Bush administration program opening U.S. highways to trucking companies from south of the border crossed into the United States at approximately 1:50 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Laredo, Texas, headed for North Carolina, according to a report from Trucker.com. So here's further proof that NAFTA is there. And when will it be revealed? They're going to have to reveal it soon because they're starting to build this thing. It's starting in Texas, and it's going to work up towards Canada. Pastor Ralston, do you have any comment?
The only comment I have is what the Scripture talks about concerning judgment on the fenced cities. And you can take that even in as far as the fenced countries. It just seems like no longer the fences that have kept nations to be sovereign for so many years, the sovereign nations are no longer in existence, more and more and more. That's what I see from all this, is that it's the fulfillment of Scripture and the judgment of God, but also the initiation of the plan of the devil, plan of Satan, the plan of the Antichrist, so that he can step in on the scene.
From the pictures that I've seen of the superhighway, it's going to be totally different than what we know as an interstate highway. Matter of fact, these truck drivers coming out of Mexico and Canada, they don't have to quit driving after so many hours. They just keep driving and driving and driving until they want to pull over and sleep. And it's going to be so big, and the traffic is going to be so big, I don't know where you're going to get on, where you're going to get off, or how you're going to be able to get on, or how you're going to be able to get off, because it's going to try to bypass places that the trucks aren't going to, and the railroad runs right down through the middle of it. So you say there's no railroad, well, watch that railroad come up, because it's going to run right down the middle with all this traffic on both sides. We've seen pictures of it. An invisible highway that nobody knows is going to exist, and yet they got all the drawings in place and they're working on it.
Absolutely amazing, isn't it? Talk about propaganda, communistic type propaganda. That's exactly what it is. I believe that is exactly what it is. Here's a recent report that I did on this trucking cover-up. Mexican truckers suspend pilot program. U.S. truckers aren't the only ones upset with a cross-border pilot program allowing long-haul Mexican tractor-trailers into the United States. Truckers south of the border aren't thrilled with it either. The private organization representing the majority of Mexico's freight haulers demanded the government suspend the program, saying it leaves Mexican truckers at a competitive disadvantage with their U.S. counterparts. And this was my comments when I did the report. Watchman comment, competitive disadvantage? I thought that leaving truckers at a disadvantage was the effect on American truckers, not the Mexican truckers, who are going to have an advantage in this situation. And you heard Dr. Evans just say it. They're not going to be under the rules that our truckers are. Their trucks are not going to have inspections like our truckers do. Who is going to hurt with this kind of a thing? So where is the truth? What do you think, brethren? Where does the truth might lie?
I can see what they're saying for their own countries, because everything's so cheap and labor and everything down to Mexico. If these people could haul stuff out of there from some company that's part American, part Mexican or whoever, making all this money, they're going to pay them more to run up this way. They might not have a truck running in Mexico. It might put their whole country out of work. Who knows? We don't know, but we know it's not good. It's like what Brother Johnson just said. Who's going to inspect their trucks? I mean, you go down to Mexico, I've been there and seen their vehicles, and if you put your foot on the brake, you might not stop for the next 5 miles. I sure don't want to drive along a truck like that up here.
Amen. That's quite true. I hadn't thought about that thought that you had there about what would happen to Mexico over this. And so that's why we're here. That's why we have more than one person sitting at this round table, because God speaks to us. But sometimes each one of us has an ear to hear that might hear just a little differently, be able to catch something God's saying one of the other ones of us doesn't seem to catch. So, Pastor Ralston, what do you think about this?
Well, the only thought I had was that it'll definitely hurt the American truck driver because of all this increase of these jobs being taken over by those who will take a lower pay, et cetera. And so a lot of companies, trucking companies, possibly become obsolete because of giving these jobs over to lower paid workers. And that's going to hurt our country. It's going to hurt our finances. It's going to hurt a lot of things. We'll end up putting up with a lot of things, putting up with a lot of lesser goods on our shelves in our stores. So we need to be aware of this. It's not going to be good.
Well, we already know this stuff from China is contaminated with just about everything that you can think of. So what's going to happen? Are we going to be eating strictly Chinese-produced food, too? And is that going to be contaminated with lead and mercury and all these things? You mentioned, Dr. Evans, about the trucks not being inspected and going down a hill and not wanting to be in front of one that didn't have any brakes. Well, what about the Mexican trucker that's been on the road 24, 48 hours without any sleep coming right at you head-on? You know, think about those kind of things. We haven't even scratched the surface of the problems that this is going to be for the United States of America. We're about to be turned into, I believe, a third world country. I think that is what the New World Order, that is exactly what they're after. They want to bring the American people down. Well, why would they want to do that, brothers? I mean, why would they want to bring the American people down? I can tell you why they want to do that, so they can control you. Comments?
Well, we're seeing right now, if people will stop to think about it, meat coming in from Argentina and other countries, and they come in through Canada, because they can't come in through America, because most of the stuff won't pass inspection. So what do? They load them in the trucks up in Canada, and now Canada's not doing this, but whatever company that is up there is doing this. They'll send 30, 40 trucks at our border at one time. There's no way they can inspect all those trucks. So they inspect 4 or 5 and let the rest roll, and we get all this bad meat product down here. It's not grown here in America. It's coming in from overseas, and we're going to get this from Mexico. How much easier for them to bring stuff into Mexico and come on right on up through Mexico across the United States? Much more easier.
That's right. I understand now there's been an outbreak of hoof and mouth in the United Kingdom. Who knows what's in China? Who knows what's going to be in these containers?
I am sorry that even this 30-minute program does not have enough time to put that whole roundtable on. and I had to cut it short. Thank you for listening. This is Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. God said to give you the short but urgent statement, the last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. So long until the next program. Maranatha, my friends, Watchman Shofar. This message, along with 200 more, are free downloads on the www.neaiga.org website. Just look for the downloads page. Please prayerfully consider sending a letter of blessing to Signs, S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, 13797 USA. Thank you, my friends, and Maranatha.